Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Raheel, and Dell being joined right now by Warren Sharp. And we're talking about your team and all teams in the NFL. He gives us great insight and analysis and helps us out a little bit to beat those bookies. So if you're looking for a little edge, go to sharpfootballstats.com, sharpfootballanalysis.com. It's not a little help. It's a lot of help. And Warren's joining us once again. What's up, Warren?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. I read your piece last night. I don't know if it just came out last night or what, about the unders, overs, and DFS and all that stuff. And I'm asking, so, and you talked about it, about how this is where you started, and you're pretty damn good at totals, at point totals, and Las Vegas is pretty bad at it. Give us some clues on what to look for when we're trying to beat the under, over.
So what you have to realize, from my side of the table and from the public side of the table as well, is that these books, they have to line every single game. So they have to try to do their best to amalgamate injury information and weather and matchups. And mostly it's done by power rankings and then try to figure out what they're going to set for the spread and for the total. And they have to do that for every team in the NFL. But they don't have to do it just for those teams in the games this weekend. They have to do it for every single other sport that's being played as well. So they have to line everything. All we have to do is sit back and pick our spots, figure out where we think, you know, 1 or 2 targeted matchups a week, could be more, could be less. Are these guys wrong on anything? And when you have enough time to understand, to break down everything, ultimately you probably will be able to find a game or two that you think that they are incorrect on. Now, in terms of where you start, that's a tricky question because it's taken me, I mean, I started working on my algorithms, for detailed analytics back when I was in college at Top 10 Engineering School. So it's been a couple of decades that I've been working on this. But in terms of, a regular guy sitting out there and trying to figure something out, I think you have to, first and foremost, realize that it's not about these yardage stats. Oh, this is the number one defense in points scored. This is the number one offense in yards per game, things like that. Look at efficiency results. Efficiency results are a lot more indicative of what actually happened and then also better representative of what might happen into the future. Realize that it's going to be difficult for you to handicap turnovers and things like that, which do swing games. So if you're trying to figure out just totals, let's pretend, you're just trying to figure out totals, you're going to want to look at things like defensive passing efficiency versus offensive passing efficiency. Look at those matchups because passing contributes 4 times more to wins than does running. So it's going to ultimately be driven by you got to have decent enough passing offenses to go over a total. If the passing offenses are poor, maybe you'd be looking towards an under. And then, of course, pass rushes, because that's going to penetrate into how well a passing team can execute their offense if they're going to get too much pass rush against them. So those are a couple starting points. Is in this area, it's a passing league, and also you need to focus on the pass rushes as well.
And you can get those stats on sharpfootballstats.com, all the efficiency numbers that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I developed a pretty good way for you. You know, the first step, in my opinion, if you want to see what your team did last week, is to go to Sharp Football Stats and look under the tools menu at the box score, because I've got an advanced analytics box score that you can find not, you know, how many yards this quarterback threw for and how many yards this running back ran for and how many total what this team did on third down. But you can find all the efficiencies as well as those other stats, efficiencies there. You can get a better understanding of what actually helped this team to win a game. And that's important because the key that a lot of sports bettors make out there is they're not professionals like us. They don't sit there and watch every single game. I watch every single game that's played, every single play. I go back and rewatch some of them. And they're not going to be able to do that. So they're studying a couple of, they're watching a couple of games casually, enjoying them, throwing some money down. But you don't know exactly what happened in the other games. And unfortunately, you see the score, you see some highlights, and sports bettors are creatures of habit. They know recency bias. They understand that what they think just happened last week is probably going to happen again. That's their belief, their perception. And that's what the sports media and all the highlights do, is they pump up what just happened. What an exciting result. But the reality is you have to dig into that to get a better understanding of, okay, did they make any adjustments in this line and spread that's too far out of whack? Because I saw what the final score was, but these metrics and this box score doesn't really show such a lopsided victory, and maybe you can turn that into an advantage for yourself.
All right. Warren Sharp with us here on ESPN 97.5. Sometimes it's a lot of turnovers, like, let's say, last week with Pittsburgh, and that was a lopsided score. The problem I'm having right now is, like, a team that's as inconsistent as Jacksonville. I don't know what the hell to think week to week.
Well, this is the thing, and I don't understand why teams don't realize this more. I was so frustrated with the Steelers game plan because from a handicapping perspective, you have to figure out what a team should do against an opponent, and then you have to realize that a team might not be smart. They might be the opposite of smart. They might do something completely foolish, and that's what the Steelers' game plan was last week. Look, they just ran for a ton of yards on the road in Baltimore against the pretty good run defense and overall defense of the Ravens. Now they're coming back home. They're playing a team in the Jaguars who have the number one pass defense and the number 32 run defense. That's right, the worst run defense in the NFL. So what do? They go pass heavy. They hand the ball off to Le'Veon Bell in a couple of obvious running situations, such as either first and 10, or they'll pass the ball back up in their 5-yard line near their goal. They'll pass the ball on first and 10. So obviously they'll run it on second and 10, and they end up getting stuffed, and they get surprised, and they think, well, Jacksonville's run defense is actually pretty good. Instead of realizing, guess what, guys? Number one, we're running into obvious situations. Number two, what do you think Jacksonville's been told and coached up on all week? That they can't stop the run, that the worst run defense in the NFL, that the Steelers' Le'Veon Bell is going to run all over you guys. So guess what? They've coached up their run defense pretty well. So you have to kind of stem the tide. You have to go past that, like, first level of, okay, we might not have as much success. But you have to realize their pass defense is really good. So we're going to have to stick with our run a little bit, even if it's not that efficient the first 5 or 10 carries. We're going to have to keep pounding on the ground because we know it's their weakness and eventually they're going to break. What do the Steelers do? They quickly abandon the run. They turned to Big Ben against the number one passing defense, and they end up throwing a bunch of interceptions. I mean, it was completely predictable but yet completely avoidable had they just stuck with the run a little bit better.
Man, that's fascinating. So now I want to stick on that team and this game, the Rams at Jacksonville, since we're talking about the number one pass defense, and you've got the Rams who... all the stats aside and everything, when a team gets punched in the mouth in the first drive and they just commit a costly turnover right when they're about to score, it changes everything. But the Rams are still, in my opinion, a good team. How do you see this Rams-Jags game playing out with the Jags favored by 2.5 right now?
Yeah, this game is another fascinating one because we saw the same thing happen with the Rams last week against the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle's run defense not as good as their pass defense. There's a significant discrepancy between the two. And the Rams got hung up on the fact that, hey, we've got Jared Goff. We're passing the ball really well this year. Guess what? We're going to go ahead and test this pass defense of Seattle. We're going to go ahead and throw against these guys. And even if we don't have that much success running the ball the first couple players, we're going to kind of move towards the pass. They abandoned Todd Gurley in the run too quickly. They ended up playing right into Seattle's hands, and guess what? They scored 10 points. I think sometimes it's lack of proper scouting of the opponent's strengths, but other times it's coaches seeming to think that, egotistically, right, we're really good at passing the ball. We've done really well this year. These guys aren't going to stop us. Even though that's their strength, we're going to be able to beat them. That's what they're going to have to avoid in this game with Jacksonville. The recipe to beat Jacksonville is very easy. They're such a basic team in order to beat. All you have to do is get a slight lead and control the time of possession. That will make Jacksonville, when they get the ball on offense, desperate. They'll think that they don't have enough time to run, you know, Leonard Fournette enough to get back into this game. And they'll have to throw the ball more often with Blake Bortles, and that's where they're going to unravel. If you take a team like the Jaguars and let them play from ahead, number one, you know they're not going to throw the ball all that much. They're going to control the time of possession, and you're not going to get very many opportunities. And then thirdly, they're going to be able to pass the ball very effectively. When Blake Bortles, if you remember the last few years, you guys play in the same division as him, in the second half, they were throwing 85% of the time. They were trailing by 14-plus points a lot of the times. He's throwing a high volume. Most of it, he's not thinking about enough. He's just trying to get the ball out and try to score some big plays. When he doesn't have to do that this year, when he's throwing the ball less than 20 times, and especially in the second half, they can make very targeted throws. Hey, okay, this is one of our big pass plays right now, guys. We're going to do this route. We're going to catch the defense sleeping. And they're able to execute that because he doesn't have so much put on his shoulders, and they can really focus on and compartmentalize on that one specific play. So in my opinion, the Rams absolutely have to stick with Todd Gurley. They have to try to run the ball effectively, try to get out to a slight lead. Now, that's easier said than done, but the way that you're going to do that is on the ground to set up the pass rather than pass to set up the run. And then you have to obviously play great run defense to start the game. And if they can build a slight lead at halftime, that's, they're going to have an easier time in the second half against the Jaguars. But if they try to do the opposite and try to get back into the game throwing the ball late, they're going to wind up with the same fate that befell the Pittsburgh Steelers last week.
So where, okay, we got Warren Sharp with us, by the way, Sharp Football Stats, sharpfootballanalysis.com. Where you got your Texans, the Texans now with the losses of Merciless and Watt?
It's a challenge because not only were those guys very good run defenders, but, you know, Merciless was really good at dropping back into coverage. That's one of his really good pass scores. And obviously Watt was great at pressuring the quarterback. And so we know that, you know, they're going to be, that loss is going to be felt in both aspects of the game, passing and running the football. So it's I don't want to call them clusters because they're not in the same position, but right up there in the heart of that defense, the front seven, those are two big, pretty big losses. So, you know, this team is going to have to realize and see what they can get out of their you know, run defense and pass defense. Now, fortunately for them, they get a little bit of a time to experiment this week, right? They get a chance to experiment against the Cleveland Browns offense. Now, I think this game is actually pretty fascinating. I've done a ton of analysis into it. The Cleveland Browns are a team that really are puzzling and fascinating from this perspective. They have played, their offense has played the NFL's second most difficult schedule of opposing defenses. So they've gone up against this brutal slate of defenses like the Steelers and the Ravens and the Bengals and the Jets, etc. But their own defense has gone up against the easiest slate of opposing offenses in the league. I just mentioned all those teams. If you look at all their efficiency averaged out and compared to other teams this year, the Cleveland Browns defense have played the easiest schedule of opposing offenses, and yet they still rank fifth worst in the NFL in terms of efficiency. So that gives me a ton of hope for your offense to be productive against this defense, considering the fact that they've allowed so much to offenses that are really terrible, all things considered. Quarterbacks that are struggling, offenses in general that are bad. So I think you guys have a good chance offensively to perform really well this week. Conversely, they're starting Chris Hogan the first time. And Hogan is a totally different type of quarterback than Kizer. Hogan actually is pretty more proficient at running the football. He did it at college. He does it in the NFL. Now, this is his first start ever. But he's obviously very familiar with the offense, studied the offense. He was there last season with Hugh Jackson. He knows everything that they're trying to execute. I think he's an upgrade. He is definitely an upgrade, especially over what Kizer has been doing. Kizer maybe has a bigger, higher ceiling long-term, but I think it was a smart move if they're trying to show Kizer, look, this is what this offense could look like. This is what you need to improve on, as opposed to just thinking we're terrible. And this offensive line might look better. Remember, this is a team that we talked about in the offseason, bringing in a couple pieces along the offensive line. Mm-hmm. They haven't looked very good so far this year because Kizer holds on to the ball too much. they get Hogan in there who gets the ball out quickly, they might look a lot better.
So you're giving the 9.5 or you're taking the 9.5?
I'm not doing anything with the 9.5. I did take the over, and anybody who's listening that's actually a client, we got in on this thing on Tuesday morning. We took it at 45, and we were the ones responsible for moving it up to where it sits right now. We actually took it to about 46.5, and then, you know, the last 24 hours or so, since Hugh Jackson actually officially announced that Hogan was going to be the starter, it moved from 46.5 to 47, just with other people out there betting it. But my relief and my group's betting on this game, as well as my clients, we're the ones responsible for moving it from 45 to 46.5. I do like the over. There's so much to like about the over here. I think, like I said, Watson's going to have a lot of opportunity to pass the ball against this defense. Keep in mind, both of these defenses better against the run than against the pass. That could open things up more in the passing game. And consider this. If you take Deshaun Watson and you put him against Sutton's defense last week, it's very difficult to pass against Sutton's defense. It's very challenging. You have to do it almost like walking on eggshells. At the end of the game, they were throwing the ball a lot more down the field, big splash plays, because what was the risk? There wasn't a risk. They were already going to lose, so let's just do our best to get back in here. I think you're going to see a lot more aggressive passing earlier in this game against a very poor pass defense that does not really rush the passer very well. So I think that there's going to be a lot of opportunities for, you know, Bill O'Brien to get Watson into the game passing the ball a little bit earlier in this one.
Anything else that you gave out earlier this week?
That's the only one. That's the only one. I like that one. I still think, you know, there's a couple 46.5. I would not go, if this thing goes north of 47, I would not advise that, but it might be worth a half a position at 47. 47 is one of the more key numbers, 43 and 44 and 41. Those are some of the key numbers in this range. But 47, once you get beyond 47, that's actually more, hits more often than 48, 49, 46. So I would not do anything worse than 47.
Worth buying that half a point to 46.5?
No, I am never, first of all, on totals, there's only a couple times when you would ever want to consider buying totals. It has to be to one of the most key numbers. Number two, I never advocate buying to save you, to try to win a game on a number. Like, I might buy from 3.5 to 3, but I will never buy from 3 to 2.5. It's not going to be worth your money in the long term. Mm. You're going to lose more money than you win when you're buying off of a solid whole number down to get a half point so that you win on something. I never think that that's a good move.
Those
you might
too
want
expensive.
To get onto that whole number, but you don't want to get off of it.
Got it. Those are too expensive to get off that whole number. All right, so there it is. Warren Sharp football.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.